talking today with Dr. John D'Amico, of course, from Oklahoma State University. John, you, of course, were showing off some of the research and work that you've been doing here at the Cato Research Station on peanuts, and you indicated that this is a year that you really not a lot of diseases seen, at least early on.
Right, that's correct. We do mainly two types of research here. One is on Sclerotinia blight, and that's a soil-borne disease, and it likes it cool and wet. And then we do research on leaf spot, which is a warm weather disease, but it likes it warm and wet. So, you know, it's been too warm for leaf spot and too warm for Sclerotinia. So we're just now starting to see some diseases show up as it cooled off in the fall. But by and large, we're probably not going to learn a whole lot. But on the positive side, the growers haven't had to spend a lot of money on controlling these diseases with fungicides.
Now, you know, obviously we've got a lot of these varieties, a lot of these fields of peanuts right now. We've still got 30 or 40 days that they need to really make a good crop. Is there economic damage out there, with diseases this year?
Well, if it turned off, the guys that have Sclerotinia generally know they have it. If it were to turn off in rain for two solid weeks, yeah, you could have economic damage. But the likelihood of that, if you look at the forecast, isn't all that great, unfortunately. But by and large, what we've observed over the years is if you don't have much disease by this time of year, you're probably not going to suffer any economic damage.
You know, you said maybe not a whole lot to be learned this year, but as you've worked over the years, what are some things that you really have picked up on that helps us in dealing with diseases with this particular crop?
Well, we've learned quite a bit about fungicides and how they work on Sclerotinia blight, and we've figured out ways that farmers can use those fungicides efficiently because they are so expensive. We're also trying to identify new fungicides that'll hopefully be more economical for Sclerotinia blight. On leaf spot, we've learned pretty much the same thing. There's new products coming out all the time, and we've learned ways that they can use the weather, use our advisory system on the mesonet to efficiently use fungicides for leaf spot, and also which products to use if they're going after leaf spot and southern blight. We can, except for pod rot, we can virtually control every disease with varietal resistance and fungicides. And you couldn't say that 20 years ago. The challenge now is to do that economically because the cost of these products have gone up and up and up. And unfortunately, the price that the farmers receive for the peanuts hasn't kept pace with that. So we're still trying to get programs where they can not spend a whole lot of money on fungicide, do it economically.
I know that, you know, we've been around since when we had the farm program, that kind of locked certain acres into peanuts, and when we basically moved away from that allotment, we saw a lot of new acres come in, and some of these peanut grounds move away from some of that traditional Sclerotinia problem.
That's true. You know, Caddo County and a little bit in Love County, really the only areas that really have Sclerotinia blight. You go out west to Eric and south to Frederick. Those areas don't have it yet. They're blessed, and I've tried to coach them to avoid ways of bringing it into their field on equipment or with soil and those kinds of things. And apparently, they've done a pretty good job of that. But you're right; we don't have the acres that have Sclerotinia problems that we used to have. But Caddo County is one of our most productive peanut areas, and we'd like to see it come back.
And of course, that may be the one challenge, obviously, is Sclerotinia. That's still, because it's still in the soil, right?
Sure is, yeah. We see it in farms that have been out for 5 and 10 years and come back. It manages to perpetuate. Well, the fungus itself is long-lived. It produces these seeds, seed-like structures, and they can survive for many years in the soil. And also, it'll reproduce on some weeds and alternate crops like probably soybeans to a certain degree, not much, but alfalfa is one it'll definitely reproduce on, and some of your weeds.